Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Detachment. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today's topic hits close to home, because let's face it, life is a constant state of change. Things are always shifting, evolving, and sometimes disappearing faster than that last slice of pizza at a party. Ever feel like you're clinging on for dear life? Like you just need everything to stay exactly the same forever? Well, newsflash. That ship sailed long ago. The key to staying unbothered, my friends, is learning to embrace impermanence. It's about letting go of the attachment to how things should be and accepting that change is simply a part of life's beautiful tapestry. Think of it like this. Your favorite band changes their sound over time. Seasons transition from scorching summer to cozy autumn. Even relationships evolve and transform. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, easier said than done. It's hard to let go when things we love are changing or ending. You're absolutely right. But here's the thing. Clinging to the past or desperately trying to control the future only creates more suffering. It's like holding on to a melting ice cube. You'll just end up with cold, wet hands and disappointment. So how do we actually do this? How do we embrace impermanence without turning into Zen masters overnight? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, recognize that everything is temporary. This isn't just a philosophical concept, it's a scientific fact. Everything from your morning coffee to the stars in the sky has a lifespan. It's all constantly changing and flowing. Recognizing this can help you detach from things that might seem permanent. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't stop time, but you can choose how you react to it. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel your energy into things within your sphere of influence. Want to be less stressed? Take a deep breath and focus on your next action. Feeling overwhelmed? Break down that big task into smaller, manageable steps. Third, practice gratitude. This is huge. When we focus on what we do have, instead of what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Take a moment to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of tea, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. These simple joys can make all the difference. Fourth, cultivate acceptance. This one takes time and practice, but it's so worth it. Acceptance doesn't mean resignation. It means acknowledging reality as it is, without judgment or resistance. It's like saying, okay, this is happening. How can I move forward gracefully? ... And finally, remember that letting go isn't always easy. There will be times when you feel grief, sadness, or even anger. That's totally normal. Allow yourself to feel those emotions without judgment, and remember that they too shall pass. Think about a time when something you really valued, maybe a friendship, a hobby, or even a job, changed unexpectedly. How did you react? Did you cling on desperately, hoping things would go back to the way they were? Or did you try to accept the change and move forward in a new direction? Remember that letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means making space for something new and wonderful to enter your life. It's like clearing out clutter in your home. Sometimes, letting go of old things is necessary to make room for fresh perspectives and exciting opportunities. So, my friends, embrace the ebb and flow of life. Remember that change is inevitable, and it's often a catalyst for growth and transformation. By practicing acceptance, gratitude, and letting go of our attachments, we can navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. Keep those stoic muscles flexing, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. Until next time, stay detached and unbothered. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. What are some ways you practice embracing impermanence? How has letting go helped you grow and evolve? Let's keep the conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.